This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. The Supreme Court has ruled that the President must decide on state bills reserved by governors for presidential assent within 3 months. The apex court set aside Tamil Nadu Governor Arun Ravi's decision to withhold assent to 10 pending bills and, in the process, ruled that the President should also not take more than 3 months in arriving at a decision on bills referred by governors. The Supreme Court has said it is not undermining the office of the governor in fixing a timeline for their actions under Article 200, but they must act with due deference to the settled conventions of parliamentary democracy. Article 200 empowers the governor to give assent to the bills presented to him, withhold the assent, or reserve it for the consideration of the president. In West Bengal, 3 persons were killed and 18 police personnel have been injured in Waqf-related violence in some areas of Murshidabad district. 118 people have been arrested so far in these incidents. Paramilitary forces have been deployed in the affected areas and senior police officers are patrolling the areas. Violence and arson erupted yesterday at Suti, Samshirganj, Jalangi, Lalgola and Dhulia of Murshidabad district against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to hooliganism yesterday while protesting against the act. Houses, shops, government properties and police vehicles were torched and damaged. Meanwhile, a special bench of the Calcutta High Court has ordered deployment of central forces in Murshidabad district to maintain law and order, restore peace and bring the situation under control. The High Court also directed the state and the central government to submit separate reports to the court by the 17th of April. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has urged people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting in the name of religion. BJP has hit out at the TMC-led West Bengal government over the incidents of violence in Murshidabad district. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad district in West Bengal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with Chief Secretary and DGP of West Bengal today. The DGP West Bengal briefed that the situation was tense but under control and was being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. Meanwhile, Mr. Mohan said that apart from nearly 300 BSF personnel locally available in Murshidabad, additional 5 companies have been deployed at the request of the state government. He further advised the state administration to keep a close watch on other sensitive districts also and to put in place adequate steps to ensure normalcy at the earliest. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing Raigarh Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying homage and offering floral tributes on the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at the Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra. He appealed to the Chief Minister of Maharashtra to ensure that every student from classes 7th to 12th visits the sacred site at least once so they can connect with the legacy and ideals of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj. Mr. Shah stated that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj's enduring message was that the fight for Swaraj, self-rule, must never cease. He added that today, the Union Government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world.
Swadharma bach gaya, hamari bhashaye bach gayi, hamari sanskruti bach gayi, aur aaj hum desh ki azadi ke 75 saal ke baad duniya ke samne sar uthakar khade hain aur hum sankalp karte hain ki 100 saal jab hoge azadi ko duniya mein ek number par hamara Bharat hoga, uski mool kalpana is Shivraj ne rakhi.
In Archery World Cup Stage 1, India's mixed compound team will take on Chinese Taipei in title clash in Florida, United States tonight. Indian team of Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Rishabh Yadav advanced to the final by beating Toya Ellison and Tim Yevznik of Slovenia 159-155 in the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.